Good morning. Welcome to St. James Westminster on Pentecost Sunday. First of all, before I begin the announcements, I need to begin by thanking Tim, because Tim reminded us last week that we have in the past worn red for Pentecost. So I'm seeing quite a bit of red this morning. So thank you, Tim, for the reminder. I've got a few more announcements, but if anyone else has any announcements, please come on up as I do mine. You're already joining me. This Wednesday is our last Camino gathering of the year. We will get together for a Pentecost party. So if you would like to join us and haven't let me know, please do. We want to make sure there's enough food for everyone. On June the 6th, it is Gathering on the Green. I have a full complement of volunteers, and the more the merrier. So please don't be shy. Come on out and join us on the 6th. And my last announcement is to remind you of the bulletin board that is now in the parish hall. If you have a service that you would like to share with the community, or if you have a need, something that you need help with, you can put it up on the board. You can speak to Michael or myself or one of the wardens, and we'll put it up for you so that people who need to be connected can be connected. Thank you.
Thanks, Anne. I'm coming again with a request for help. We had a good turnout from St. James at both the Tuesday and Thursday packing days at Huron Archives, but unfortunately, we didn't get as much done as we had hoped. The kicker is Two Men in a Truck is coming on the 1st of June to move us out, whether we're ready or not, and we're going to be ready. So if you can help on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, or Friday, please see me after the service. I'll take your email address. We're meeting Monday at 10. We generally go until 4. We'll take stock. Those people who have volunteered for the rest of the week will be notified yes or no for Tuesday. At the end of Tuesday, we'll do the same thing. Take stock, see if we need additional help on Thursday. The same thing on Thursday for Friday. So that by the end of the week, we have a room full of boxes. So if you can give me a hand, thank you very much, and just see me after service.
Paul Grambo should be making this announcement, but he has no voice today, and he's not wearing red. This Saturday is going to be a wonderful concert here at St. James, combining Canadian Celtic Choir and Celtic Spirit. It's just magnificent music. The cost is $30. Sandy has tickets, Steve has tickets, or you can pay at the door. Now, even though you're Anglicans, you will find yourself tapping your foot at this concert. If not, Paul will refund your money. You may even be dancing in the aisles. And now from a warden who apparently doesn't have to wear red.
On Sunday, June 7th, so on two Sundays, we move to a single service every Sunday morning. At the conclusion of that service on June 7th, we're going to have a lunch to thank the greeters. So if you're a greeter, please make arrangements to come. If you'd like to be a greeter, please come. The purpose of the meeting is twofold, to say, A, thanks to the greeters, but B, learn how we can do this job better, how we can improve the greeting service for everybody. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
May his grace and peace be with you.
May he fill our hearts with joy.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open,
all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Plant the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name.
Almighty and ever-living God, who fulfilled the promises of Easter by sending us your Holy Spirit and opening to every race and nation the way of life eternal, keep us in the unity of your Spirit, that every tongue may tell of your glory, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated for the proclamation of the word.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When the day of Pentecost had come, the disciples were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven, there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all of these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear, each of us, in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya that belong to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs. In our own languages, we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power. All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, 'What does this mean?' But others sneered and said, 'They are filled with new wine.' But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, 'Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk, as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls in the name of the Lord shall be saved.'" The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
With you. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." The Gospel of Christ.
Praise to you.
Thank you.
Please be seated. On Pentecost last year, I reflected on the amazing sense of peace, that deep, deeply grounded feeling that can happen when you suddenly recognize a friend's face in a crowd of strangers. And I wondered if that was something like what the people experienced as they walked through Jerusalem on Pentecost. Now, Jerusalem is a busy, noisy city on a typical day. And I wonder what it was like to suddenly hear their own native language through the din. Words that somehow spoke right into their very hearts, revealing the wondrous works of God. I confess that I remain deeply moved as I continue to contemplate how the Holy Spirit chose to draw unity out of diversity. One message shared in many languages, instead of using the empire's common tongue. Unity through diversity, not unity through uniformity. So I am delighted to share this morning that this embracing of diversity, this choosing variety, is something that we see God doing over and over again in Scripture and in our lives. God gives us an abundance of ways to enter into relationship with the Holy Spirit by giving us an abundance of images and symbols. In Acts, we heard the Holy Spirit arrived with the sound of a rush of a violent wind, that tongues of fire appeared as the disciples were filled with the Holy Spirit. In the Gospel, we meet the Holy Spirit when Jesus breathes on his disciples. And add to those references all the different ways we hear about the Holy Spirit as a still, small voice, as wisdom, as flowing, living water, as a dove. In fact, the more we look around, the more we live our lives, the more symbols we find that help us to understand who and what the Holy Spirit is. I myself have learned the hard way that it is better to listen for the still small voice whispering in my heart, because if I ignore her, the Holy Spirit tends to come back much more like a Mack truck. Each symbol, each way of describing the Holy Spirit and her work in the world is a gift that speaks of God's incredible desire to be known by us. Each comparison gives us a way in, highlighting certain qualities of the Holy Spirit that we might need to see and know and hear. Are you in need of peace and hope today? Well, the Holy Spirit is like a dove, the very symbol of peace. She holds an olive branch in her mouth, and it is that same olive branch that let Noah know that dry land had appeared and the flood was over. Does the world seem incredibly dark, and you are no longer sure there is good here? Well, it is the same Holy Spirit that we receive at our baptisms who swept over the face of the waters during creation. God breathed that Holy Spirit into humanity at our birth and declared all of creation very good. Do you long for predictability, a little more order in the world, quietly hoping for a little more control over your life? Well, my friends, the Celtic Christians have long recognized the Holy Spirit as wild goose, untamable and uncontrollable, just like the Canadian geese we know so well. The Holy Spirit sometimes calls us into new and unexpected places for our own good and for the good of others. God's love for us is unquenchable. Over and over again, God shows us that God will go wherever it takes to find us and to help us connect. And so it is through the Holy Spirit that we are able to serve God and one another. It is through the Holy Spirit that we are able to pray and learn and grow. It is through the Holy Spirit that God heals us and shelters us from the storm. The Holy Spirit gives us gifts for the building up of the church, holding us together despite our differences. And she inspires us and pushes us forward. So it is not an accident that we have so many ways to see and know and speak about God's Spirit. It is, in fact, part of the plan. God created us all. God gave us different needs and different strengths. And so, too, God gives us different ways to encounter the Spirit, meeting us where we are, meeting us as who we are today, drawing us into ever deeper relationship with our Creator, not asking us to all become the same, but reveling in the variety and beauty of His children. Thanks be to God. Please stand as we confess the faith of our baptism as we say, I believe in God,
Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, He rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Please adopt a position of prayer.
The people's response to the prayers of the people. Send forth your Holy Spirit, O God.
Renew the face of the earth.
Breathe on your church, your holy and life-giving Spirit. Refresh and revive it with your vibrancy. Pour out your gifts that your glory may be proclaimed throughout the world. Send forth your Spirit, O God. Breathe on your creation, O God, your holy and life-giving Spirit. Spread abroad from sea to sea and shore to shore your peace. Your works will sing your praises. Send forth your Holy Spirit, O God.
Renew the face of the earth.
Breathe on all flesh, O God, your holy and life-giving Spirit. Unite into one family and fellowship the fragmented strands of humanity. Bring all people to rejoice in the wonders of your love. Send forth your Holy Spirit, O God.
Renew the face of the earth.
Breathe on all who are frail and weary, O God, your holy and life-giving Spirit. Refresh them with the living waters that flow from you. In our church community, we pray for Gerhard, for Curtis, Mary, Donna, Imelda, Brian, Karen, Terry, Cheryl, Kathy, Jeff, Sally, Charles, and family. Send forth your Holy Spirit, O God.
Renew the face of the earth.
Breathe on all who have died, O God, your holy and life-restoring Spirit. May we all come to rejoice in your presence. Send forth your Holy Spirit, O God. Renew the face of the earth.
Dear friends in Christ, God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy. God welcomes sinners and invites them to this table. Let us confess our sins, confident in God's forgiveness. Most merciful God,
we confess that we have sinned against you with thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our heart, we have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk your ways to the glory of your name.
Almighty God, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Please stand. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Thank you. Let us pray. Giver of life, receive all that we offer you this day. Let the Spirit you bestow on your church continue to work in the world through the hearts of all who believe. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give reverence and praise.
Blessed are you, gracious God, Creator of heaven and earth. We give you thanks and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord. In fulfillment of your promise, you pour forth your Spirit upon us, filling us with gifts and leading us into all truth. You give us power to proclaim your gospel to all nations and to serve you as a royal priesthood. Therefore, we join our voices with angels and archangels and with all those in whom the Spirit dwells to proclaim the glory of your name. Thanks to you, Lord our God, for the goodness and love you have made known to us in creation, in calling Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all, in the word made flesh, Jesus your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, a death he freely accepted, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, Father, according to his command,
We remember his death. We proclaim his resurrection. We await his coming in glory.
And we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we, made acceptable in him, may be sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, reconcile all things in Christ and make them new, and bring us to that city of light where you dwell with all your children. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church and the author of our salvation. By whom, and with whom, and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory are yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
Now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to pray. Our Father, Lord, we died with you on the cross.
Now we are raised to new life.
We were buried in your tomb.
Now we share in your resurrection.
Live in us that we may live in you. These are the gifts of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Hallelujah.
Let us pray. Father, may we who have received this Eucharist live in the unity of your Holy Spirit, that we may show forth his gifts to all the world. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
And we say together, glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen. And may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, equip you with everything good that you may do his will, working in you that which is pleasing in his sight. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be with you this day and remain with you always. Amen.
Save them.
just as our Sunday school burst into the church with crowns made of fire, so go burst into the world, rejoicing in the power of the Spirit. Amen and alleluia.